Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, it is time for the Ariel Investment Black Investors Survey for 2015.
Yes, we are actually giving you the first peek, and our listeners, the first peek at the results of our Black Investor Survey. This is the 13th in a series of surveys we've done where we've been trying to understand Black investment habits. And we started this back in 1998, trying to compare and contrast saving and investing attitudes of middle-class Black Americans versus their white counterparts, and understand what's impacting how we think about investing, how we think about financial matters, particularly any kind of beliefs or past experiences we have, and how do we feel about the future.
Okay, how Black folks doing?
So let's start with the biggest headline, which is how are we invested versus our white counterpart? And here's the story. It's gotten better, but we're still far behind. So when we ask just a very basic question, do you own stock or stock investments? 67% of African Americans say that they do, versus 86% of our white counterparts, 19% different.
67% of us, huh? Invest in stocks.
Versus 86% of our white counterparts. This is the biggest finding in our survey, and it continues to be a major, major point of difference in how we're creating wealth over time in our community versus our white counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing,
we're afraid of the stock market as a people?
There are a whole host of issues that have led us to have these beliefs, including knowledge and misinformation and trust issues, as well as exposure. Those are some of the main components that have separated us from our white counterparts in terms of embracing the long-term benefits of stock market investing. Now, I say that at a time that I know where the stock market has been incredibly volatile and difficult, especially with the start of the new year. But I'm talking about over the long term, all the data shows the stock market has outperformed all other investments since 1926.
Is there an age breakdown?
Actually, there was some interesting work about age. There were a couple of things that we found. The retirement plans continue to be the gateway to investing for us. So 7 out of 10 African Americans say the workplace retirement plans are the main reason we become investors. Interestingly, when we looked at age specifically, we found that Black and white millennials are investing at about the exact same rate. That was encouraging. That was one of the places where we found very few differences is looking at young people. Because when we looked at things like income and education and things like that, we saw big differences. But when it came to age, the millennials are on track. And I think that has a lot to do with they graduate from college, they go right into a work environment, and they participate in the retirement plan. That's become, in many companies, you get automatically enrolled in that plan.
So 7 out of 10 African Americans invest in the stock market through retirement plans.
7 out of 10 say that the retirement plan has been the main reason that they started to invest. So that's been one of the key drivers. When we looked at things like education, we did sort of see a correlation between the more income education and the older you are, the more likely you are to be an investor.
And what about real estate? Are we as a people investing in real estate?
We've backed off of real estate in a big way, huge. So real estate used to be cited as the best investment overall. If you ask Black people back in 2004 when we did the survey, 61% of them said the best investment you could make is real estate. Today, 37% of them say that. So the bloom is off the rose with real estate. We are no longer in love with it the way we used to be.
What's your take on the dollar cost averaging strategy for purchasing stock?
I'm a big fan of dollar cost averaging.
I love hearing the words like that come out of Damon's mouth.
Hey.
Love it.
She profiled you, Damon.
Yeah, did she just profile?
Just profiled you.
That's why retirement plans at work so well, because if you are investing in your 401k plan, you're putting away, let's say, $20 every pay period. So sometimes the stock market is high and you're buying fewer shares. Sometimes it's low, like the days we've been recently, you're buying more shares. But over time, you average the best price. So I love dollar cost averaging.
Thank you. Because the average investor or person doesn't know that they can go directly to companies and purchase stock, do direct stock from the companies. And it could be a small amount. So you don't have to be intimidated by entering the market.
And those are direct investment programs.
Yes.
And so they're not the same as dollar cost averaging, but they're absolutely great where you can buy small amounts. I'm all about, if you are trying to get comfortable, put your toe in the water first, then maybe your foot, then maybe your leg. You don't have to jump all in.
But then you just stand up in it.
And say, whose stock is it?
Stand up in it. More
Thank
about
you.
This on BlackAmericaWeb.com, Money Mondays, with Melody Hobson, and then you just stand up in it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melody.
Bye.
You're scared off, damn it.